This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
We're skating close to the edge. A government shutdown could be coming tomorrow night. Republicans narrowly passing a bill through the House to keep the lights on, but it needs Democratic votes to get through the Senate. Democrats say they won't vote for it. Joining us live on our line to Washington, ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, good morning. Why are Democrats opposed to this bill?
Well, they have their reasons. What we heard yesterday from Chuck Schumer was the idea that this simply wasn't bipartisan, that Republicans in the House cooked it up, put it on offer in the House. It passed with only one Democrat, Jared Golden of Maine, coming on to the Republican side to vote for it. And then the House left town and won't be back here until a week from Monday. And so the House, as we put it, has jammed the Senate. And the question now is, what will Senate Democrats do? As you know, there are 53 Senate Republicans, and the threshold to break a filibuster is 60 votes. So it would require 7 or 8 votes on the Democratic side to come over to get this thing through. Yesterday, Chuck Schumer said that Republicans don't have the votes on their own to push this House-passed spending bill through a filibuster that Democrats are prepared to lead. And Schumer instead is offering a one-month extension, a 30-day extension of government funding through April 11th, which he says the Senate should vote on. Now, even if Republicans in the Senate were interested in that, as I've mentioned, the House is out on recess and not due back until a week from Monday. The shutdown deadline is tomorrow night. So there's a big question as to what's going to happen here. There's a possible off-ramp that's being discussed amongst those who cover Capitol Hill, which is the idea that perhaps Democrats will agree to get on to debate for the bill if Republicans will allow an up or down vote on the Democratic proposal, which is the 30-day extension. Even if that fails, once the filibuster threshold is cleared, maybe then the Senate will be able to work its will on a majority basis and pass the full-year CR, avoiding a shutdown. So there's a lot of sort of backstage stuff going on, and the best hope to avoid a shutdown is that some sort of agreement can be reached where Democrats are able to have their say and have a vote on their proposal, which would fail, and then the Republican proposal would pass.
I thank you very much, Stephen. That is ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.